Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's discuss the urban growth boundary in Eugene.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. One thing that this market has that a lot of the other markets around the country don't have as an influence is the urban growth boundaries. These are a band around outside the municipality throughout the state, a requirement that they show an indication of the availability of a 20-year land supply for residential, industrial, the different uses.
And as that happens, the effort is to curb urban sprawl, to not have properties or subdivisions being created at a great distance, and then the community, the city, having an obligation to service those things with such things as public sewers, public water, electricity, etc. And so all of a sudden you find the communities being strapped with their inability to service these things. So they simply say, okay, guys, all the horses stay in the corral. And if this is the urban growth boundary, do not anticipate that we are going to get excited about allowing you to build outside of that urban growth boundary for over the next, say, 20 years.
I think the concept's very valid, makes a lot of sense. What they put this in place, and what I saw was as Vegas and Arizona and Florida had trouble recovering because they had so much excess supply, we did not have trouble recovering. However, we saw the antithesis of that. We were short supply, and now we're very short of supply for residential use, either multifamily or single family, due to that same factor. The urban growth boundaries aren't in motion to avail to make land available for affordable housing.
Well, and the problem then lies, and I've seen the studies that say, hey, we've got lots and lots of land within the urban growth boundary. Yes, it's your backyard and my backyard, which legally would house another house or another something, except what builder would like to build a brand new product in the backyard of older existing neighborhoods? It doesn't work well.
Another alternative is if you look at the topography, what's available and what's left is really some steep hillside building, which is very expensive and cost prohibitive.
Very expensive.
In addition, you could do brownfill, which means scrape off something already existing and replace it with a new structure. That's very expensive. And then building vertically, whether it's up or toward the basement, is also a very expensive way to build. So the cost of living is just going up. We're going to expand within those boundaries. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.